Sennacherib, and traditionally it's Sennacherib, but who knows what it really is? And this is Sennacherib here. So, children, eat your lollipop slowly, and I want somebody, maybe Onyeka, to just keep an eye open for the best listener of the children, who will be entitled to an extra lolly at the end of the day, because bribery and corruption is not yet dead. I wanted us to have a look at this story of Sennacherib and Hezekiah in a bit more detail. We've had it read out to us. First thing about this man is, so this is Sennacherib, and the story is that Hezekiah are two wonderful kings, and Sennacherib, Hezekiah, king of the Jews, Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians. He's a very important person in history, Sennacherib. Hezekiah is even mentioned in Assyrian history, that when Hezekiah went back in between the destruction, he wrote down that he had besieged Jerusalem, and he besieged Hezekiah like a bird in a cage. That's how he described Jerusalem. So if you can imagine, do you remember that the theme of today was what to do in a crisis? That there was little Jerusalem, and Sennacherib of the Assyrians had taken all the countries round about and all the towns and villages and cities in Israel, except for Jerusalem, because Hezekiah had rebelled against him and he wouldn't pay tribute. And so Sennacherib took this a bit personally. And so he came up with his army to Israel. And you know, he came three different times. But before then, Hezekiah, king of Judah, can you see him here? Maybe we could have the lights off at the back. Would Pete, you're the lights man. I'm going to say, please, Pete, is going to just switch off the lights, maybe, so we can just see that a little bit more clearly. And that is Hezekiah opening the doors of the house of the Lord. Hezekiah had an evil father called Ahaz, who was one of the evil kings of Judah. And he filled the temple with false gods, absolutely loaded. But Hezekiah started this big cleanup. And who can tell me how many days it took him to clear up, to get all those idols out of the temple? What do you think? 40. It actually took very close. 16 days to get all the gods that Ahaz had stacked up. And he had closed the doors of the house of the Lord. So worship had ceased in Israel at that time. So he was a good man. And then he went to all the high places, all the hills where all the gods were, and he smashed up all the idols, and he beat them down into powder. So there were no gods left to worship in Israel. So he was a good man. So why was this happening to such a good man? Well, bad things happen, don't they, to good people as well. And life isn't always easy. And there were one or two things in Hezekiah that still needed to change. He was a little bit proud, and he was a little bit independent. He liked to do things himself. He liked to solve life's problems. And so along came a very big problem called Sennacherib, with his army of 250,000 people. So, he came three times. Do you know our problems sometimes don't go away? Have you noticed that? You just think you've got through it, and it still keeps on coming back at us. And God allows some problems into our life long term because he wants to get our attention. So the first time, what did Hezekiah do, I wonder? Well, I'll tell you what he did. He went into the temple in Jerusalem, and here it is, picture of the temple, I hope. There it is. And you remember, he'd already ripped off the gold doors, and he gave the gold that was on the doors to Sennacherib as a tribute. And he took some of the gold out of that beautiful house. And he thought, if I do this, it'll all be fine. Sennacherib will go away. And he did for a short time. He said, thank you very much, Hezekiah. I'll have all that lovely gold and then he came back again because it wasn't enough. He wanted Hezekiah to obey him. So he stripped off all the gold in the house of the Lord. And then he came back a second time with his big army of 250,000. And what did Hezekiah do this time? It says, as soon as King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes. I'm not going to do that this morning. And he covered himself with sackcloth to show that he was humbling himself. And he went into the house of the Lord. So this is the first thing we need to do in a crisis. Do you know, when people have a crisis, I've noticed this over the years in church, one of the first things people often do is they stop coming to the house of the Lord. They actually don't come to church. And it is so the wrong thing to do. Because we need each other in a crisis. So if things are tough, or maybe you failed and you're ashamed, or whatever reason, get to church if you can. There are two things at church that are worth having. One is God, and the other is his people. And we can help each other in a crisis. So he went, and he went to the house of the Lord. And then he did something else. He sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the secretary. He had a secretary, that must have been useful. And the senior priests, covered with sackcloth. They had to have this stuff on them as well. And he sent them to the prophet Isaiah. Who was the prophet Isaiah? It was Baraka, wasn't it? Who acted, I love the way he walked as his friend to Hezekiah. They were friends. What a good friend to have. But he just sent his other friends to the prophet Isaiah. What did he say to him? He said, please pray for me. So if you're in a crisis, it's a good thing to find people that know God and say, please pray for me. But sometimes we think we've got to do it all ourselves. But we need each other, don't we? We need each other when things are going badly. Don't be ashamed to pick up the phone and talk to someone, say, could you pray for me about this? That's what God wants, and that's what Hezekiah did. But you know, and here's a picture of Isaiah in the temple praying to God. He's a good prayer, Isaiah, a good prayer. And then Sennacherib went away. Isaiah prophesied and he said, Sennacherib's going to hear a rumor and he's going to go back to his own country. And eventually he's going to be killed there and he's going to die. So Hezekiah was really happy. But you know, he didn't give up, Sennacherib. He came back again. But this time he came back in the form of a letter. There was a letter and an army. He sent some of his friends with a letter for Isaiah, a really threatening letter. Anybody here ever had a really horrible letter from somebody? Maybe from a bank manager or, an insurance company. I've had letters occasionally that I know who they're from. And I've not read them. And I thought, I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to read that one in the morning. It's not very nice sometimes getting letters from people that are unpleasant. And Hezekiah had one of those. And how did he react this time? Well, this time it was different. It says here, Hezekiah took the letters from the messengers. Just imagine that these are the letters here. He read them and he went to the Lord's temple and he spread them out in front of the Lord. Can you imagine that? Hezekiah, he got this letter from Sennacherib. He went to God's house and he just laid the letter out in front of God. Now, the first time, he tried to solve the problem himself. And that's what we normally do, don't we? We don't bother to go to God the first time. We think, I'll just solve this one myself. The next time, he went to church and he got his friends to pray for him. But the third time, he did the most important thing. He spread them out in front of the Lord and he prayed to the Lord. You know, we can even ring people up and ask them to pray, and we're not even praying about it ourselves. So it's good to have friends. It's good to get people to pray, but it's better to pray yourself as well. We need to pray. And here is a picture of Hezekiah. There he is with his letters, laying them in front of the Lord and saying, God, could you help me? There was a man called Edward Payson, as Bob will remember, because this was part of the wedding speech. And this is what he said when somebody asked him what was important in life. He said, prayer is the first thing, the second thing, the third thing necessary. Pray then, my dear brother. Pray. 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 We need to pray, don't we? Because God has ordained that prayer is the way that we get answers. I want to just finish this morning by having a little look at the prayer that Hezekiah prayed. It's a very good model of how we should pray to God. Sometimes when you pray, you think, well, I know I'm supposed to pray, but how am I supposed to pray? Well, people like Hezekiah and Daniel, they always prayed the same way. They, first of all, they, for want of a better expression, they bigged up God. They said wonderful things about God. They praised God. And he said, Lord of armies, God of Israel, you are enthroned over the angels. You alone are God of all the kingdoms of the world. You made the earth that we stand on. And you made the stars and the heavens above. So suddenly, instead of looking at the letters and the army of Sennacherib, he got his eyes on God. And he just started to praise him and worship him for who he is. And that's a very good way to start in prayer. But you've got to be real as well. And the second part of the prayer, of three things, he said, it's true. You see, God doesn't want us to be unreal about our problems. He wants us to face our problems and to understand them. And this is what he said, it's true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria, they've leveled the nations. Okay. They have thrown the gods from these countries into fires. But then he rationalizes a bit. And he said, well, that's because these gods aren't real gods. They're only wooden and stone statues made by human hands. So the Assyrians have destroyed them. But he knew that his God was the God, God alone, the true God. And then finally, he's very specific in what he asks God to do. God has done wonderful things for me in prayer, wonderful things. In my business, I've shared this before, but we have really needed God's help. In this depression, recession, downturn, whatever you like to call it, I've really needed God's help. And so often, Joe and I, we've looked at our business and we thought, if something doesn't happen, we're not going to have a business anymore. And amazing things have happened. One thing that happened was that we had the landlords gave us a rent-free period worth about £20,000. And then, without us asking, they gave us another rent-free period of about £20,000. And we just couldn't believe it. You know, they wrote to us and we thought they made a mistake. But then they sent the credit note. They wrote it down. I don't know what happened there, but all I know is that it rescued us. You see, if you need a pound, maybe you'll find a pound in the street. But I needed £20,000, and God provided it, because he is a mighty God. And I could tell you at least five different things like that that have happened to me and Joe in the last 2 years. So I know that God answers prayer. Big time. So how did he answer their prayers? He asked them Hezekiah said, rescue us so that all the kingdoms on earth will know that you alone are the Lord God. It's great to have our prayers answered. Not just because we need our prayers answered, but so that people can say, wow, God is real. And they can give glory to God because he answers our prayers. I've got a story that I can tell people. If they don't believe that God is real, I've got stories that I can tell that God answered my prayer and I can give him glory. So, that army outside, how big was it? Anyone know where that is? Local football pitch? It's the Emirates, that's right. It's about 60,000 capacity. And this army that was outside Jerusalem was much bigger than the Emirates, than all the people in the Emirates. In fact, God sent an angel out into that camp, and the angel destroyed most of Sennacherib's army. In one night, 185,000 people in the army of Sennacherib died overnight because God sent his angel to deal with them. There's a picture of the angel down there. Now that actually adds up to all those people three times. That's incredible, isn't it? 185,000 people. God rescued them. And God will rescue us. Let's pray, shall we? In a moment, we've got a colouring sheet for the children. Thank you very much for listening, guys. You've been very good. I hope you've enjoyed your lollipops, but it's been you've been really good at listening. Let's just pray. I guarantee this morning that there's a lot of people here this morning that need God to answer a prayer. So we're going to do what Hezekiah did. We've come into the house of the Lord, and just imagine in your mind this thing that you want prayed for. Just imagine that you're walking to the front of the meeting and you're just laying it like Hezekiah did, like his letter, just laying it before the Lord. What is that thing that you're really worried about? What is that thing? Let's ask him this morning. We all worry, whether we're young or old. There are things that worry us. The Bible says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. So let's pray about the things that we're worried about this morning. So if you've got that thing in your mind, the thing that you're worried about, the thing that you're concerned about, let's just bring that to Jesus now. I'm going to pray, and I'm just going to say this thing, but when I say this thing, think about your thing. Father, we thank you that you are a God who answers prayer. We thank you that you are a mighty God and a loving God. And so we are coming to you today with these things, and we are laying them out before you, just like Hezekiah did, and we are asking you to rescue us in Jesus' name. Now, Michelle's got some colouring sheets here, and there will be a little edible prize for the good ones. So if you'd like to go to the back where Michelle is, and for the rest of us, why don't you find somebody sitting near you and just pray about it. You know, Hezekiah got Isaiah. It's a good person. He's not here this morning, so we're going to have to do for each other. Find an Isaiah, and then let's just pray for each other, for the thing that's on our minds. You don't have to share what it is necessarily. If it's something you're embarrassed about or you want to keep it a secret, then just say, there's this thing. But find someone this morning.